Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. Tina, you on and ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to turn it over to you.
All right. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
Yeah.
Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand.
Thank you.
You walked with my mother. Walk with me. You walked with my mother. Walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus,
yes,
to walk with me.
Thank God, praise God.
Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here, oh,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Come by here.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we are praying, Lord, come by here. Lord, we are praying, Lord, come by here. Lord, we are praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
God bless you. Thank you,
Jesus. We just deliver those beautiful selections. Our opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Willie Mae Jones.
Good evening. Let us pray. And Tina, again, thank you so much, Tina. That was my song, Walk With Me, Lord. So thank you so much for that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father, we come before you tonight. First, come on before you just to say thank you, God. God, you're so worthy to be praised, God. God, we just can't go without just saying thank you. God, we thank you that you've already done so much for us. So, God, that just in surprise for us that you're going to do to come. And, Father, we just thank you for that. Father, we thank you that there's so much going on in this world to get us off track. But, Father, our desire is to stay focused. Remember the promise that you made, Father, to us, God, and God, to stay on track. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise for this day, God, that everything we touched that came before us, Father, it was easy, Father, because, Father, you had already equipped us to handle it. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you, Father, for just knowing you is love, peace, and joy that just brings us. And, Father, our desire for each and everybody to know that what we know, to feel the love, to know where our strength and our help come from, Father. And that is with you, Father. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for each and every one on this line tonight, Father. And, Father, you know all needs, God. And, Father, you meet the needs. You know the request that's been made, Father, that you answer each and every one. And, Father, we know our timing is not your timing, and for us to just be patient and, Father, not be anxious for nothing. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. And we ask this in all things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, May. Hey, we'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study. So we're going to continue our lesson of talking with God.
Yes.
And tonight, our teacher is going to be Elder Dennis Jefferson. So we're going to turn it right over to him.
Thank you, teacher.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So thank God for the opportunity to be before you, and I pray that everybody has had a good day and a good week so far. I know that the last few weeks have been tough for a lot of us, but I assure you that God is still God, and I'm coming this evening hopefully to encourage you a little bit. I asked Reverend Richardson, if I could do it my way, she said okay. So I'm gonna ask you all to bear with me and take a little journey. But since time is of the essence, I'll get into it. But I want I suspect that many of you have been on cruises before, and we can probably all admit that a cruise ship is a really big boat. So I want you to imagine a cruise ship in your mind right now. And imagine that ship out in the middle of the ocean. Now, once that ship gets going, it's headed in a direction, and it's not going to turn around unless there's something very, very serious going on. Because when it starts to turn around, A cruise ship can take anywhere from 5 to 10 miles and up to an hour to make a 180 turn. So if to turn to go back the way it came, it's going to cover a distance of anywhere from 5 to 10 miles and take over an hour to do that. So that's not going to happen lightly. That's not an undertaking that's going to be taken lightly. And that's an average cruise ship. Container ships, larger ships can take longer than that. So turning around once it's committed to that turn, it's going to make that turn before anything else happens. Now, like I said, I asked you to bear with me. Now, why am I telling you that? So, my topic is worth the wait. So hopefully it will be worth the wait for you. But I tell you that. I'm sure somebody's asked, what's that got to do with prayer? Well, that ship turning reminds me a lot of God's promises to us. And sometimes our promises can take a long time coming around. Some of us have been praying a long time for some things, and we've not seen anything, in return for it. Right? Sometimes, our prayers aren't answered when we want or expect them, and sometimes that delay can cause us to believe that either God didn't hear us or that he doesn't care. And neither one of those can be further from the truth. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Most of us have things that we prayed for or in some cases are still praying for. Right? And, in order for those prayers to have any impact at all, We have to believe we serve a God that is not only hearing us, but is waiting to give us exactly what we ask for. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." God is more than able to grant us our heart's desire, anything that we ask for, at the snap of his fingers. And sometimes he does that. You know, a lot of us have asked something of God, and it happened right then.
Yeah.
But sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes his biggest promises, the biggest answers, come after a period of delay. Right? Now, during those delays, we have to remember what the Bible says in Numbers 23 and 19. That says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good?" God is true to his word, not just sometimes, but all the times. It is not possible for him to do otherwise. He can do nothing but his word. And that's 100% of the time. There's very few things that we can look at and say 100% of the time it is. But God is true to his word 100% of the time. Now, a lot of times we expect a prayer to be answered right away, and then we get discouraged and disappointed, sometimes even angry, when it doesn't happen. Sometimes we even try to do it ourselves. And again, I can only speak for myself, but I know there have been times when something didn't come when I wanted it to, I decided to make my own way. But for the record, trying to do God's job is always a bad idea. Now, remember that the children of Israel wandered in the desert 40 years before realizing the promise God made to them. Abram and Sarai waited 25 years for the son that God had promised them. David was anointed as a youth somewhere between the ages of 10 and 15, but didn't assume the throne until he was 30 years old. Now, I could go on and on. There are example after example in the Bible, but I know that many of us can tell a personal story of hope delayed and promises not yet fulfilled. But when you start to feel like God isn't listening and you want to give up, remember Galatians 6:9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Now, in due season, just let that marinate for just a second. In due season. Right? Now, I started off talking about that ship, and this came to me a long time ago. And I talked to my mom about it. I actually preached a sermon on it. You know, we rented a boat at our family getaway, and I thought about how long it took to turn that small boat around, and I started doing some research to see how long it took to turn bigger and bigger boats around, which is how I came to the knowledge of how long it takes to turn a cruise ship. But that just had me thinking, you know, about sometimes, you know, that's how God is. Right? And that ship that represents your prayers, you know, the answer has already been committed, right? That it's already making its turn. So that it's turning around. But again, that delay is not whether God heard you or whether he's deciding whether or not to answer. You know, it's already committed. You know, remember that the answer to Daniel's prayers in Daniel 10:11-13 were delayed for 21 days by the prince of the kingdom of Persia. The devil does not want you to get what God has for you any more than he did Daniel. So the enemy is trying to delay. You know, God is already, you know, he's already committed to what he's going to do. But the enemy doesn't want you to have what God wants you to have. So he's going to do everything he can to slow it down, to convince you that God isn't going to answer you, to convince you that God doesn't care about the situation you're in. you know, to convince you that you can do it better yourself. You can do it better taking another option. Right? But that's all a lie and a trick of the enemy. Because I want to remind you very clearly that God has never made a promise that he didn't keep.
All right.
Never. That can be said about very few people. You know, even those with the best of intentions. I try my best. You know, I was taught to be a person of my word and keep my word. And I try very hard to do that. But I can only do that within the confines of my human ability. God does not have that restriction. Nothing stops him from doing what he said he would. He will keep his promise. So if God made you a promise, rest assured, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that promise is going to come to pass. It's going to do exactly what he said it would. So, you know, so a lot of times we have prayers that have been delayed, you know, that we've been praying on, things that we've been hoping for, wishing for, you know, and you know, it could be anything. You know, some of us are praying for family members, or some of us are praying for situations, some of us are praying for jobs. And we've been praying for, you know, year after year after year. And I mean, we've been taught here in this class, you know, that prayer works. We've been taught to pray. You know, we've been taught the benefits of prayer. And all of that is true. And by now, you know, I hope that we are all convinced of the power of prayer. But the truth is, sometimes, you know, we get a little down, we get a little depressed. You know, we've been praying and praying, and we haven't seen any results. You know, and you know, the honest truth is, sometimes you may start to wonder. You know, I know, you know, I've been there myself, and I had to be reminded, you know, of the same thing I'm trying to remind you of. You know, you get to that point where you start to wonder, you know, okay. You know, so, you know, I'm seeing everybody else being blessed, everything, you know, coming together for those around me, but I'm still, you know, praying the same prayer. I'm still watching the same situation, and I'm still wondering, you know, when is it going to be my turn? You know, but we have to remember, you know, God has no respect to person. He's not playing favorites. You know, so as long as we're in the will of God, God hears your prayers. He knows your situation. He understands your concern, and he is working on your behalf. But sometimes, you know, that delay is working to build something in us. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't often like to admit it, but sometimes we're not as ready for what we're asking for as we need to be. And that's, you know, and again, I can only speak for myself. I'm not making an assumption about anybody else, but I know that I have prayed for things that, you know, in retrospect, I wasn't nearly ready for. And God knew that. So God delayed that just enough to get me to the point where I was ready for what I was asking for. So, and it wasn't that he didn't want me to have it. It was he wanted me to have it at a time and a place in my life when I could take full advantage of it. And sometimes that's the way it is. And sometimes God has to do that for us because we don't know enough about we're not willing to admit that we're not ready. Or sometimes we may actually think we are, and you know, God knows best. So sometimes we have that prayer before God and it seems to be delayed. You know, think about that big ship out in the middle of the ocean, right? You know, and you know, just remind yourself that, you know, that this big ship is slowly starting to turn around, right? You know, and remember that once that ship commits to a turn, it will not stop until that turn is completed. And remember, you know, that God is true to his word. And he will do exactly what he said he would do. And just like that ship, once it commits to that turn, once God commits to doing something, he will see it through. He will do exactly what he said he would. So when you're praying and you're not seeing results and you're wondering, what about me, God? Think about that big ship. You know, it takes that ship 5 to 10 miles to turn around. But it's turning and it's coming. So God has heard your prayer.
Yes.
And his answer is coming. And it may take a minute. It may take a day. It may take a week. It may take a year. But it's coming. The answer is coming, and nothing will stop that. So when you're wondering where it is, where is my answer? God, well, I've been praying and praying and praying. You know, where is it? Remember that the bigger the ship, the slower the turn. And the bigger the delay, the bigger the promise. So sometimes it's taking a little while because God plans to do something really big. So that big delay is the answer to a big promise. So when we're wondering why the delay, just remember that big ship, it takes a long time to turn. It's slowly coming around. But the bigger the ship, the bigger the slower the turn, but the bigger the delay, the bigger the promise. Keep that in mind, even in times when you get, you know, when we're wondering, when we don't know, you know, why. Remember, God's going to do what he said he was. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But sometimes God is going to take a while. Because God has something big in store for you. That big delay is just before that big promise.
Right? Yes.
And I pray that I've said something that encourages somebody. Be blessed and know that God does hear you. Yes. And he's working on your behalf.
Yes.
Now I'll turn it back over to you, Uncle Robert.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Okay, our special tonight is supposed to be down. I don't know where she's on or not, Linda Tiffin. But if she's not known, we're going to open it up and give somebody the opportunity for a testimony about 30 seconds. Do we have anybody? Want to do a testimony of 30 seconds?
I will, Brother Robert.
Okay.
This is Carolyn Street. I just want to give God the praise, glory, and the honor for how he is bringing me through whatever this was that I'm coming through. Thank you all for your prayers, and just thank you for your love and your understanding. And I thank you for this Bible study on Thursday tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Pressing right along. Let's go ahead and open up the line for inputs and updates.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mari.
Good evening.
Good evening. Earlier today, I was like, this is more of a testimony, I guess. Earlier today, I was like getting down on myself because I'm like, this is the first time through a hurricane. And I was worried about a fence, no power. And then for some reason, about 7:45 this evening, I just looked up and I was talking to our Father. And I said, you know what, Father, forgive me for complaining because there's people out here, that's a little old fence. You know, the power came on. There's people out here that don't even have a roof over their head. They don't even have, they don't know where they're going. And it was just like my whole heart just soft, just, I don't know, not softened, but my worries was nothing compared to these people that are suffering from losing lost ones. So I'm just asking, even the little minute things that we complain about, to there's someone always worse than what you, than what we have. So I just ask to give special prayers out to these people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a testimony also, but I didn't really want to tell it because it started from the beginning. It'll take too long. But anyway, I had been put on some medicine, and so all of a sudden, the medicine went from $40 to $120 for the same amount of pills. And so I didn't understand what was going on, so I called my insurance company, and they told me that I had... went over the amount that that was allowed. And so I asked them, was there a cheaper brand or something that I could take? So they called the doctor and everything and talked with him and everything. And when the answer came back, it was denied. So I kept talking to God. And so today I ended up having to go into the doctor. And I still ain't quite understand it, because what I went in for, and this afternoon, I noticed that it wasn't there anymore. So when I went in this morning, I was talking to the Lord about it. We're not about to change it, but I have, you know, I already had some questions. So I had asked God earlier to, you know, to change that medicine to a lower brand. So, and I went in today, so I told God, I said, when I walk in that door in there, I said, I won't. My doctor to know, ask God to give him the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding of what, you know, God is going to diagnose me with or whatever. And also, I was, you know, had, we were talking about the med earlier. So when I went in there today and got to talking with him, and so of what I needed to do for today, so he brought up the medicine. And so, and then I told him, I said, well, y'all, you know, I said, well, I didn't say y'all, said, but it was denied. And it was the insurance company and him that denied the cheaper brand. And so he said, well, I'm going to order you the cheaper brand. He said, $120 for the pills? I said, yeah. He said, that's a lot. And so he called it in to the pharmacy because they was waiting for me to pick up the $120 medicine already that they had waiting on me. But so he changed it. Pharmacy. Well, after the phone called me and told me that my med was ready, and I thought they misunderstood what the doctor said. They said $140, and I was thinking what they said was for 30 pills. I said, well, wait a minute, that's more than what I was already paying. So I said, no, I'm not going to pay that much. Well, no, I'm going to call the doctor, because I was still sitting in the yard where the doctor's office was. So then I said, well, let me call back. Maybe they said something different. So when I called back, they said $140 copay for 60 pills. So I said, well, okay then, go ahead and fill it, because it's like $73. That's what they told me the first time, that medicine I could get on, but the doctor them denied it in the insurance company. And so I just thank God for that, because God worked that thing out. And the reason I went to the doctor was for something that I had found, but when I got there and come back this afternoon, it's gone. So it's like God opened up that door, and I'm thinking about what he was saying about delay. When we ask God for something, it may not happen right away. But God will work it out.
All right.
So that's my testimony right there. Oh, the devil fought me so hard, because when I went to my car, my battery was dead. And I called the insurance company, trying to get a tow truck. I'm telling you, I had to run around. I called, how many times they kept telling me they didn't have me listed. They didn't have this and didn't have that. I finally got a hold of my brother, and he came and gave me a jump and went on to the store and got me a battery. But I just thank God, because they, like he said, the delay is not no sometimes.
Pray for Deborah Jackson tonight. Pray that my body's been giving me some problems. You know, I've been in a lot of pain today. So pray that when I go to the doctor, if I don't have to go to the emergency room before I go to the doctor Monday to do an ultrasound on my breast, I pray that it's negative or nothing is wrong, but I know something has to be wrong because I'm feeling pain all over my body. So pray for my body, Deborah Jackson.
Yes. I just want, this is Deborah Bradford. I appreciate your prayers. My niece is back. She's back home. They were able to locate her with her OnStar on the car, and she's okay. Her and the baby's doing good.
Amen.
Okay.
Robert, can I ask the gentleman that was giving us the sermon tonight? He said Daniel 10, but I didn't hear the rest.
Yes.
Catch it?
It was 11 through 13.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's go ahead and open up the lines for a roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last week, we had 39 people on the line. And we thank God for you. Lee and Virginia?
Here.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willamette?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Danny and Juanita?
Here.
Robert and Portia?
Here.
Oldie? Gloria?
Here.
Yeah. Reverend Maddox. Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Grace.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Mangan. Denise. Morris.
Here.
Barbara.
Here. Yeah.
Linda. Simpson. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine. Ken and Carlin.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carlin.
Here.
Charlotte. Renee. Tandela,
here.
Cynthia, Tim,
here.
Tina,
here.
Charles,
here.
Tonda, Miss Jessie,
here.
Francis,
here.
Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Tanya White? Fran? Vanessa? Lorraine M? Lisa? Darren?
Here.
Kamara's,
Lisa's here, I'm sorry.
Here.
Lisa, okay. Ashanti?
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Deborah Bradford.
Okay.
Thank back you. To you.
Back to you, Rob.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Before we turn it over to Pastor Farewell for our closing prayer, just want to announce next week, opening prayer, Richard Jones. Okay. 32nd, Danny Yelton. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Farewell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for another Thursday night.
thank you for each and every one that's on the line. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward each one of us, God. Lord, you look beyond our fault, God, and see our needs. I thank you right now for this day, God, and what you're going to do and what you already done. Lord, I ask you to bless us and move us for your glory, God. Lift us up, God. We know that you are able to do more than what we ever ask, God. God, you are almighty, God. Lord, you are all-knowing, God. Lord, and I thank you for this day, God, that you have made, God. You told us to be glad in it, God. Oh, God, I thank you for everything that you've done. You said all things work together for our good, Lord. God, even the bad, God, it worked for our good, Jesus. And I thank you in advance for it. Lord, I thank you for the teacher tonight, God, reminding us, God, that you are the on-time God. You are never late, God. Oh, God, and all the promise is yay and amen, God. Lord, and I thank you for God, your healing power, God. You still are the healer, Jesus, regardless of what the world may say, God. But you heal without the need of medicine, God. You are divine healer. You said, by your stripes, we are healed, God. Of the righteous, God. Oh, God, but you heal us all, God. And I thank you right now everything that you've done and what you're about to do. Lord, continue to heal Deborah Jackson, Lord. Touch her from the top of her head, God, to the crown of her feet, God. Oh, God, let affliction be a testimony, God. Lord, come to give a peace, God, to give a peace, God. Lord, numb those pains in the name of Jesus. You said if you are free, touch and agree, you will be in the midst, God. We are touching and agreeing, God, that you would do just that, Lord. Remember all the ones that lost their home, God.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, God bless.